An early move-out angers a landlord.
In the lease, it says if you break the lease, you lose your security deposit.
But I never broke the lease.
Did you pay rent in March?
No, ma'am.
Are this tenant's complaints too little, too late?
You write him a letter on January 31st, 2018. This is what's wrong with the house. And you list five things that are wrong in the kitchen, all the things that are wrong in the bedroom, in the living room, in the bathroom, when you're already out of the house.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Julius Gleghorn is suing his former landlords, Jeffrey and Tammy Spinelli, for the return of his security deposit and property and punitive damages for an illegal lockout.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
Yes, case number 72 on the calendar, in a matter of Gleghorn versus Spinelli.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Gleghorn, this is what I gather your case is about. In March of last year, you rented a home with your family from the defendants, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You had a 12-month lease.
Yes.
Your lease started on what date?
3/25 of 17.
And went until?
Until 3/25 of 18. It was supposed to.
I understand. At some point in the latter part of last year or the beginning of this year, you and your family made a decision that you weren't going to renew your lease.
Yes, ma'am.
And you looked for another place to live.
Correct.
And you found another place to live.
Yes, ma'am.
And you found another place to live on what date?
I believe it was in January.
January of this year.
Yes, ma'am.
And you signed a lease.
Yes, ma'am.
On what date?
I believe it was March 1st.
Were you allowed to move your property in early?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Into the new place you were allowed to move your furniture and other belongings in, starting when?
I believe it was some of my things in January.
So you started to move your new things in January of 2018, despite the fact that this landlord, whoever it was, didn't ask you to start paying rent until March 1st.
Correct.
So you had the entire month of January and the entire month of February to move out your property.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me an idea of what you moved out in January.
I moved out some of my clothes, some of the things.
What else?
Stuff that I had in the garage, some of the furniture, beds.
How many people lived in the house?
Just me and my wife and two children.
Well, that's a family.
Yes, ma'am.
Whose beds did you move in January?
I moved them all.
Did you also move out all the living room furniture?
Yes, ma'am.
And was there any reason given to you that allowed you to actually occupy the house? Because once you move out your beds and your furniture, you're not really there anymore, because there would be no reason for you to sleep on the floor if you had all your beds in another house. Is there any reason that somebody let you slide on 2 months' rent, or did you get 2 months' rent free?
Well, I explained to the new landlord what I had been going through with the current landlord that I had at the time, and I explained my situation to him.
He's still a landlord?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This was not somebody that you knew?
No.
And what kind of a house was this?
It's a slab, three-bedroom house.
How long it had been vacant?
I'm not quite sure, but at least a few months, because he had not closed on it yet. I wasn't allowed to move in until, to move anything in it until he had closed.
And on what date did he close?
I'm not absolutely sure, ma'am, but I know that the lease began on March 1st.
I got it. Now I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you were moved out of the other house in January?
Not completely.
Enough so you weren't sleeping there. This is what your case is about. The beginning of March, the defendants changed the locks on the house.
Yes, ma'am.
So you want punitive damages for an illegal lockout?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay rent in March?
No, ma'am.
That part of your claim, therefore, is dismissed. Then you want return of value of your property.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
going to get to that in a minute, because I also have a counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have money owed for return of deposit. Now, your deposit was retained.
Yes.
And how much was your deposit?
$900.
Did you pay February's rent?
Yes, I did.
That is correct.
Yes.
Did you send the Spinellis a certified letter that you were moving out at the end of February?
No, I did not send them a certified letter indicating that I was moving out.
Did you send them a certified letter?
I sent them a certified letter.
Do you have a copy of it?
Yes.
And I'd like to see what you got.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a very simple letter. One of one says that you give my 30-day notice.
Yes, ma'am.
On this date, January 1st, 2018, to be out of the property on February 28th.
That's because, Your Honor, I wanted to...
Don't give me a because.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it says.
Yes.
I would be available on February 18th for a walkthrough of the property. Please call me to confirm. So you gave him notice...
Yes, ma'am.
...that you were going to be out on February 28th. He did not go to the apartment, nor did you, until beginning of March, when you found the locks changed, correct? That's what you say. You went back to get some of your other stuff. There are a lot of things in your complaint that are inaccurate, so I'm not going to call you on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, yes, before I could pay rent for March, I came home to find he had locked me out of the house.
That's correct, Your
Honor. Well, that's, Mr. Gleghorn, that's a fib. You had already moved out of the house in January.
Well, that's not true. I had moved some of my things out. What I was doing was I was juggling rent in two places.
That's not what you told me a moment ago.
Well,
you told
me that
that's not what you told me a moment ago.
I paid rent at his place in February, and I paid rent in March at the new place.
Just a second. Sir, that's not juggling rent in two places.
Well,
you told me
wasn't.
A moment ago that you did not pay rent in January or February in the new place.
That's
you
correct.
You started to pay rent when you signed the lease in March.
Yes.
And you paid rent there. So each month that you lived, you paid rent only in one place.
Well, I was going to pay him rent until he locked me out. I wasn't going to pay him rent if he locked me out of the place.
I don't believe you for a second, because what you did was, and you're the one who said it, you said, January 31st, I wrote a letter. Now, you were out of the house at that point. You had already moved your beds, your clothes, your living room furniture, according to you.
That's not true.
According to, that's what you told me in the camera. That's what's on the tape. You had moved your beds, your clothes,
some
you
of the clothes,
and your children.
It. Yes, ma'am.
You and your children's beds. So there's no reason to sleep on the floor if you have a perfectly comfortable place to live in. You said January 31st, I wrote a letter to Public Works.
That's right.
Because he began making our lives difficult when we informed him in January that we found a new place, a new house, and left an $800 deposit. That's what you said to him. That's what you said in your sworn complaint.
I left an $800 deposit
in your sworn
on the new
complaint.
House.
Okay, let me tell you why all these letters are disingenuous, sir, at best. You're already out of the house. You write him a letter on January 31st, 2018. You're already out. Your beds are out. Your clothes are out. Your furniture is out. Your kids are out. You're out. You say, I'm writing this letter because this is my frustration with you. I've written to you before, contacted you before, left you messages. You didn't call me back. This is what's wrong with the house. In the kitchen, and you list five things that are wrong in the kitchen. In the hallway, all the things that are wrong in the hallway, in the bedroom, all the things that are wrong in the bedroom, in the living room, in the bathroom, all the things that are wrong. Please contact me to discuss these issues to be repaired when you're already out of the house. And you've already written a letter to Public Works, because I don't know what you think is going to go on, but I know that you have some sort of plot here, because this doesn't reflect reality. If you and your family, according to your sworn complaint, in January, this is your sworn complaint, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We found the new house and I paid an $800 deposit to have it held for us. We were planning on paying rent in both places and moving out slowly. When we informed Jeffrey, he began making our lives difficult. So on January 31st, I wrote a letter to Public Works. I paid my rent for February, and soon after I got a response to my letter and found out that the defendants did not have an occupancy permit. Aha. Perfect.
That's correct.
Now I have a lawsuit. My family and I have been living there for almost a year, and now we have a lawsuit, which is what this is all about.
Well, Your Honor, I do have a video
okay,
of it.
Okay, it's not happening here.
I did the walkthrough. Those things that he said that was missing, light bulbs and toilets and all of that, it's on the video here. I've done the walkthrough.
With him?
No, ma'am. I've done the walkthrough just to indicate that everything in the house was in working order when I left.
You wrote him a letter that you were leaving by February 28th.
Asking.
He sent you a letter and asked you to do a walkthrough with him on February 18th.
Yes.
And he gave you his cell phone number.
Yes.
Did you call him to do the walkthrough?
I called him and talked to him and said that we'll do the walkthrough on the last day that you're walking out the door. I don't do it 2 weeks ahead of time because I don't know what's going to happen.
In the 2 weeks. Okay. Reasonable. Did you call him again?
Talked to him a few times about it, yes.
Between the 18th and the last day he paid rent, which was the 28th?
No.
So you didn't speak to him again?
No, I told him I'll do it when he moves out, and I left it at that. I won't do it on the 18th before
he moves. And what did he say to you?
He did not want that. He wanted to do it on the 18th. For what reason, I don't know. And I said, well, I need you out. The last, you know, I'll do it when you're moving out. I need the keys, the garage door opener. I'll meet you then.
Did you have, Mr. Gleghorn, did you have that conversation with the defendant after you sent him this registered letter?
No, ma'am. I hadn't spoke to him even before then. After then, I hadn't spoke with Jeffrey either.
I'm asking you whether you ever had. So far, there are a couple of things that you told me but that were inaccurate. So don't tell me another inaccuracy. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You lived there for 10 months, and after you had already moved out your furniture and your clothes, you wrote a letter to Public Works, and Public Works says they didn't have a C of O. And you said, okay, I'm going to get some money out of this.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Julius Gleghorn says former landlords Jeffrey and Tammy Spinelli illegally locked him out, keeping his security deposit and property. The defendants are countersuing for last month's rent, damages, and missing appliances.
Now, did the defendant tell you that he wanted to do a walkthrough on the day you were moving out?
No, he did not.
We got text messages.
I'd like to see.
I also have text messages.
All I want to see, there's only one thing. It's perfectly reasonable for him to want to do a walkthrough on the day that you hand him the keys, knowing who you are. Because who you are is you lived there for 10 months, and then you wanted to find a new place to live. And after you had already moved out your furniture and your beds and your clothes, you wrote a letter to Public Works, and Public Works sends you back a letter and says, they didn't have a C of O. And you said, okay, here I go. I'm going to get some money out of this. So you write him a letter, and you write him a letter telling him everything that's wrong with the house that you want him to fix. Now, there's no reason for him to fix all of those things if you're not living there.
Well, that wasn't my intention.
Well, then what did you want him to do?
I did not want to come to court with Jeffrey. What I did, Your Honor, I asked him if we could renegotiate me moving out sooner. And he said, read your lease.
Read your lease.
I had every intention of doing that, Your Honor. I even wrote him a check for the month of February. I sent it to him along with the certified letter. He received it. After a week or so, he cashed the check. I still never heard from Jeffrey.
Just a second. The question that I asked you was, it's perfectly reasonable for him to want to do a walkthrough with you, knowing the situation. As I read just your complaint,
yes.
On the last day you move out. So I'm not interested in your walkthrough on the day that you say you moved out.
I understand.
So what you say is he never contacted you about doing a walkthrough the last day. She said she has text messages about it.
No, he never contacted me.
Okay. So first you ask him, good morning, Jeff. I wanted to speak to you about next month's rent for $2,500. Want to know if I could just keep it, that you wrote to him.
And in turn, he kept the $900 deposit for the last month's rent. And I would have gave him the difference.
Well, the last month's rent is March.
Yeah, it would have been $50 if I had given him the $50, because what I was going to do is just pay the rent all the way up until that time. That way, I could have used the money, Your Honor, to transition from his place to the new place. But I wanted to use that $900 to do that. He wasn't willing to do that. Okay, I understand that. So then
you wrote to Public Works.
Well, it wasn't.
Then you wrote to Public Works. I'm still trying to think of what it is that you had a problem with. He doesn't have to do a walkthrough with you until the last day of your paid rent, which is February 28th. And what I'm looking at is trying to figure out, you want your $900 deposit back, which they're not giving you until you turn over your keys to them and you're out of the house.
But
which
I
is
could
February
not,
20 late.
Because he changed the locks. And
no,
I have a
March.
Police report here.
Just a second. You have a police report prior to February 28th when he changed the locks? I'll see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a second. Make sure it's the date.
Yeah.
For February 28th.
I have it here.
I'd like to see it. March 5th. Return this to him.
It was the earliest that I could talk to them.
So the answer is it's not February 28th.
No, ma'am, it's not.
All right,
but that was as soon as I can talk to him, Your Honor, because I work late.
You have no case.
And just so we know, Your Honor, I gave him 11 months worth of rent, and I could not turn in keys that didn't work.
You have no case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Tell me what you want me to believe,
Your
that
Honor,
you left there.
A curtain was still up.
Curtain rods. Not interested. Go ahead. That's what
up.
You left.
I had clothes in the closet.
They're gone. If you want them, you should have taken them. There was no reason for them to be there unless you left them there because they were junk.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Judas Glaghorn claims former landlords Jeffrey and Tammy Spinelli illegally locked him out, stole his property, and kept his security deposit.
Okay, you changed the locks in March?
March, I think it's the 3rd or 4th.
Then you're not entitled to March's rent?
No.
And you know that?
Yes.
Okay, so the only issue is...
I feel differently because it's in the lease.
I don't care what you feel.
Okay.
And Your Honor, they had
just a second. I don't care what you feel.
Okay. They was if using my electric.
Just a second.
And my gas.
I don't care what you feel. You're not entitled to March rent if you change the locks. Now, the only issue, as far as I'm concerned, is property. Now, I don't believe you, sir, since I don't believe most of what you said, because most of what you said is conflicted with what you swore to in your complaint. You say you left an awful lot of property there. Very important things. You had already been out of the home now for 2 months, and you want to tell me what you want me to believe. Tell me what you want me to believe
Your
that
Honor,
you left there. Tell me what you want me to believe that you left there.
Your Honor, we had curtain. Our curtain was still up.
Curtain and curtain rods. Not interested. Go
curtain
ahead.
Was
That's
was
what
up.
You left.
I had clothes in the closet. I had slacks and I had shirts.
Gone. They're gone. If you want them, you should have taken them. There was no reason for them to be there unless you left them there because they were junk. What else?
We had our cords
junk.
To our smart TVs.
Junk.
We had speakers to our computers.
Junk. If you left them there, you didn't want them anymore. They were junk. Next. Now, my question to you. Did you take a toilet?
No, ma'am. I bought my own toilet and he had it installed when
just
I moved in.
Now, just a second. Did you take the toilet that you had purchased when you left the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you put back the old
yes,
toilet?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Did he put back the old toilet?
Yes, he did.
That's good enough. Did you take a washer and dryer?
No, I did not. He said it was left by the previous tenants. And he didn't care what happened to it. He said, you're more than welcome to use it. Do whatever you want to do with it. Throw it away. I don't care. We don't need it. So me and my wife left it in the house. And, of course, we used it for a bit until it went out. Then I disposed of it. Then we put our own back in, which we have to this day.
Okay, so when you moved in, there was a working washer and dryer.
Yes, which he told us that we can keep.
That was a working? No, he didn't tell you you could keep it. He said you could use it. There was a working washer and dryer.
I just want to reiterate.
There was a working
at the
washer
time,
and
yes,
dryer.
Ma'am.
During the course of your tenancy, it is your claim that the washer and dryer both broke.
We were willing to put our own in, but he left the piggyback washer dryer there.
See, that
he
you had used?
Just for a while, yes, until it went out. He said we could either use it.
You have a bill for the washer and
get
dryer?
Get rid of it or whatever.
Just a second. Do you have the question is, Mr. Spinelli, do you have a bill for the washer and dryer?
No, Your Honor.
All right, then I'm not interested.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now I'd like to see pictures of the house because you kept his security deposit. You had a $900.
I kept his security deposit because in the lease it says if you break the lease, you lose your security deposit.
I'd like to see
but
the
I never
lease.
Broke the lease.
Just a second. I'd like to see the lease. That's what it says. That's what it says. Would you do me a favor, Bert? Give him a pen. Let him circle the portion of that says if you break the lease, you lose your security deposit.
I don't understand. How could the lease be broken when I was still paying him rent?
You weren't paying him rent in March. You didn't pay him March's rent.
That's the only money I didn't pay him,
Yana. That's what you didn't pay him. You didn't pay him March.
I wasn't going to pay him if he locked me out, Yana.
Let me explain something. You're not getting any money. Do you understand? The only question is, are you getting your deposit back? If the lease provides that, irrespective of the fact that there's no damage, if you break the lease, which you already sent him in a certified letter that you were breaking the lease, you don't get your security back, that's what it says. That's what you signed. That's all I want to read. Okay. Why don't you just show him that? Your case is dismissed, Mr. Glaghorn. So is your counterclaim, Mr. Spinelli. We're done here.
Why is that? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm not going to pay him rent if I don't have a key to access the property.
He was constantly being trouble.
I would have paid the last month rent had he not locked me out before the rent was even due.
He texted me and said he'd be out on February 28th. So I waited a few days and changed the locks and went in.
Do a really good background check.
We just wanted peace and happiness. And if they wanted to move out, that's fine. But I didn't expect this.